welcome to the show. It's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here. Let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online. It's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Stream Show. Welcome to the Brother Stream Show.
Hello.
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 Welcome to the Brother Streep Show.
It is episode 31.
We got it right this time. I'm Simon Streep.
I'm Dill Streep.
I'm Andrew.
So, I was on Facebook this week.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends had just literally posted, rubbish, rubbish, litter, garbage, trash. And I thought, now that's a junk status.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Anyone?
Junk status.
It's relevant.
Very junk, nice.
Junk status. Just starting with another yowza. Of a crack of a joke.
We have we've been relegated to junk status.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel, Andrew?
I love KFC and Mackie D's.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I'm happy.
That's fast food
status. It's not good. Oh, that's... yeah. I call that junk food.
Really?
It's not good for you.
How American?
Is it?
I think it is American to call it junk food.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or Australian. Savage Garden mentioned junk food in that one song.
Savage Garden, honest. They're Australian.
Big time.
Yeah, there are some pretty savage gardens in Australia.
I think we're just happy in South Africa to have food, so we don't really call any food junk food.
That's true.
The thing with... I was looking into it today, because the problem with junk status is that it's just got such a negative name.
Yeah.
It's like, and that's not actually... Apparently, I was Googling, it's called like BB Plus.
Yeah.
Is the official like term of where we've hit.
Mm.
That
BB
sounds,
8.
Yeah, I was going to say that sounds like a Star Wars
that sounds
reference.
Cool.
I think it would be better to just label it that and not... And like, you can still say, look, this is a terrible place to be, but let's not call it junk. That's just very like...
But
sad,
it's just,
and depressing.
It's just quicker to say junk status than this is a terrible place to be status.
No, BB Plus, it's got like, it's, you know, it's nice and short. It's like getting a test back. If you've gotten like an F, fair enough, like have F on the exam, you know that, you know, you didn't do very well.
Mm.
But if you've got the exam back and it just said, you're rubbish, you're a turd, you'd feel quite bad.
Well, if it said you got BB Plus, that's not bad either.
Yeah, I guess
especially if you're homeschooled.
we're recording this after all the marches and everything. So right now, we literally could have a new president, but more than likely not. So we may as well move on.
I want to delve into the bathroom for a moment.
Ooh, please. I love it when you delve into the bathroom.
Do you? I just thought, you know, it's the top of the show and people are probably waiting for it to put them out of their misery. It's not, unfortunately, it's not scatological. It's just something I've noticed, and I want to know if you guys notice this too. Do you have like a towel drying off routine that you do when you get out of a bath or shower? Hopefully shower, save water. Because I definitely do, and it's not a very good one. This is the thing that's quite stupid about it. So you get into like, it's almost like muscle memory. You pick the towel up off the rack, it goes around the neck, over the head first, get the most of the wet out of the hair, and then kind of goes down around the arm and around the back, and then down the legs, and then back up, and does this attempt at getting the back.
Okay,
but that,
I mean, it sounds okay
really
so far.
Work. But I always, when I return to the room to then put clothes on, realize that my back and arms are still wet. I've done this for years and years and years, the same routine.
Yeah.
And I haven't adjusted it. I've even realized to myself that this isn't a good routine. And I still just, you know, it's ingrained now.
Does your towel have holes in it? Like, is it just completely blank in some parts?
No, it's it's that I am completely blank in some parts of my brain.
Do you have like hollows in your skin where the water collects?
Kind of
like an
inverted
cave.
We all do, Andrew.
Okay.
They're called pores.
Look, I'm just, you know, trying to get
just
to the bottom
you
of this.
Pause for thought.
That's not a euphemism.
Getting to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not an area that has any problem.
So I just don't really dry myself.
That's, oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, that's a different routine altogether.
Yeah. Christine complains a lot when I come to bed. But basically, I dry like a very brief dry. It's sort of just like, and then...
Wait, sorry, do that again, please.
That's the best way to describe it. That's kind of what I do. And then, like, I'm not properly dry, but I'm like, oh, I'll drip dry the rest.
Oh, I can't do it. See, for me, like, even just putting a t-shirt on over wet arms, I'm like, I don't like it.
But you see, I don't put the clothes on straight away. I sort of just do the...
And then run around the flat.
And then get straight into bed because, you know, what is a bed other than a massive towel?
Yes, yeah, with another person in it who's dry.
Well, you know, she'll absorb the water and I'll be fine.
Andrew, you must need a giant towel.
I have a large towel.
Okay.
It's many sheep. Died in the making of... Wait, would you have a cotton... I don't know.
A cotton towel.
Cotton towel is not sheep, that's wool. A woolen towel would be horrible.
It would get heavy really quickly, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's true. I'm a fairly thorough dryer.
Okay.
I will start by drying my hair, and then dry my body, and then dry my hair again, and then dry my hair again.
Why are you drying your hair so much?
Short hair as well.
I dry my hair the least.
Because I really dislike wet hair. I don't like it at all. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like hair, that's a definite trip dryer. Like,
what?
So yeah. That film,
even
The
in
Ring,
winter, no.
must have really freaked you out because you're already quite scared of scary things. And that girl had very long, wet hair.
No, my eyes were closed for most of that film.
The thing is, okay, my hair is relatively short. And I feel that to dry it with a towel means that my hair is probably going to dry in a funny position. Whereas if I, while it's wet, just comb it to how I want it to.
This is true. This is a thing I've seen Simon do as long as I've known him.
Because
your hair's a little shorter now, but you've often had quite long, lustrous hair.
Yeah.
And then you'll do like a full comb back and then like pull a bit over to the side and then it sits there wet, almost like he's auditioning to be in the floor in the play of Grease. And then just dries into something that you're happy with.
Yeah. I don't ever use gel or any of that nonsense. I just mold it with the water and then just let it dry in the position that looks good. It works for me.
Nice. I think my hair looks stupid when I do that. I think that's why I've avoided it.
No, it works really well is seawater.
why would you?
I've just been surfing.
Oh, really?
Lately.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, big time. Big time.
Surf report.
Nah.
So I've done some research recently this week. I thought it might be interesting to see how are people currently finding the Brother Streep site. I don't mean like how they're finding the site as in are they having a good time on it.
Yeah, yeah. So like I'm finding the site relatively unupdated for years.
I just mean more what have they typed into Google and what have they
could be quite interesting.
Clicked on and come to the site with. Now, I've gotten four of these I thought I'd share with you. And I want you to remember while I read these out that these are people that have proactively, specifically typed this into Google and not only like looking for an answer for this thing, but they've seen it as a result and they've decided that's the answer they want and have clicked through to it. So the first one is Streep Brother Hamster.
What?
Streep Brother Hamster.
Okay.
Wow.
You can't tell who searched these.
No, we can't, unfortunately.
That's a shame.
But I want to know like what rumors are going around about us and hamsters.
Yeah, which one of us? Probably our keyboardist.
Well, I would have thought Tim Price. It's that, or there might be a rumor going around that Meryl Streep's brother is a hamster.
Streep Brother Hamster.
I think you need to write a song about a hamster. I think that's what they want. They're looking for your song about a hamster and I'm coming up trumps.
Like they must have a song. They've got songs about all sorts of other nonsense. Surely by now they've gone to hamsters.
But now, does Meryl Streep have a brother or brothers? Because we really should be using that to our advantage. For Google searches.
I don't know if she does. I know she has a daughter.
Yes.
That gets us anywhere.
Grace Scummer.
Yeah, she's pretty good, the daughter. Quite like her in Newsroom.
Yeah.
That's all I've seen her in. She might be in other things.
She is.
Oh, that's good to know. Wonder if she's a hamster. The other thing that people have searched for is, what do you think of the Brothers Streep?
Oh, that's quite cool.
Now,
that's so great. People asking Google what it thinks of the Brother Streep.
Yeah, well, that's the confusing thing to me.
Maybe they've forgotten that it's not Ask Jeeves.
Yeah.
They think that they're actually asking a person on the other end. Well, I find them hilarious.
Thank you.
That's an attempt at a Jeeves accent.
Thank you, Google.
Is that our audience like demographic? They just don't know what to make of the show and like the band. Like, what do people think about this?
What am I meant to think?
Yeah. Please tell me.
And you make sure if I'm on the right side of this thing called the Brother Streep. I don't want to be a fan and find out later that everyone hates them. Let me ask Google what they think. What's also weird is they've gone to our site as if we're going to give an unbiased opinion. Yeah. So if they're going to log on and it's going to go like, oh, well, the Brother Street people are a bit rubbish. They're not that great, but thanks for visiting.
Wait, so they search Google for these phrases and then click through to our site.
Yeah.
So what were the answers that they came up with?
I don't know.
Do we have a hamster blog? I don't think we do.
We've got a song about party animals. Is there a hamster in the party animals song?
No.
I don't think so.
Leave your hamster at the door.
Okay.
That's the kind of club for animals I would like to start up.
With the Ask Jeeves thing,
I
might have mentioned this on the podcast before, but my wife genuinely used to think when she searched Ask Jeeves that I was going to a person who was...
I don't think you have mentioned that because I'd remember that and laugh at her about it.
Who was then spitting out an answer. So she would search like for really long things like, hey, Jeeves, I was wondering if you had the time, if you would look out for me whether dogs can swim. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Yeah. Jeeves.
You're
I really
sincerely.
Appreciate it. Lots of love. XOXO. Gossip, Chris. No, so she used to do that. The other thing that people have searched for and that they've potentially found the answers in our site is TV shows with nudity Showmax.
What? TV shows with nudity Showmax.
Yeah, that's...
Now, how have they come to our site from there?
No,
you did a blog about Netflix at one stage, didn't you?
I did, and I did mention Showmax. I don't remember mentioning which TV shows had nudity.
Yeah, but that's the comment section of that same blog. I think people just got involved.
I mean, how disappointed are you going to be if you're looking for a long list of shows that have a little bit of racy content and all you get is us?
I think this is our chance to pitch a show about the Brother Street featuring nudity to Showmax. It's ripe for the picking.
Yeah. I don't understand SEO maybe as much as I should, but is there any way to utilize this information so that we can become world dominant entity?
Well, the problem is I think in most of these cases for things like Streep Brother Hamster, that's probably only been typed in once. And
once ever.
Up. Yeah. So if we want to market to these four specific idiots that have typed these things in.
It's not like they're going to come back after after they've been disappointed by their answers.
Well, now maybe they put up their favorite list of nude shows on Showmax. No, I still haven't. And the last one I want to do is lyrics. That's good because we're a band.
Yep.
Lone Hill Estate. Okay, that's a bit off. You know, we're not the Lone Hill Estate. No. Sherry Stumpy. So they've invented a drink.
Sherry Stumpy.
Wow. Yeah.
That's quite cool.
Flavored
milk
sherry.
And sherry.
That sounds like an autocorrect nightmare there.
That sounds like it would curdle.
Yeah. So at least it's nice to know that lyrics Sherry Stumpy ends up on
our
site.
I'll tell you what it's nice to know. Four people have been on our site lately.
Fun can be found in streeping around.
Guys, I have an update.
Update on?
I have an update on the streets of Woodstock.
Okay.
Oh my word. Is it the dog on the kennel?
It's not. It's not. It's the sign outside the hair salon.
Oh, okay. Cool.
30 Rand haircuts.
30 Rand. Inflation.
Yeah. It's only taken a week.
No, how did it go up?
Did they hear
and
the
it's gone
podcast?
Up 10 Rand. I don't know, but maybe they just realized that 20 Rand haircuts, it's just too cheap.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Are you going to go in at some stage?
No. I mean, unless they get up to like, I don't know, 90... 100 Rand. That's kind of my ballpark.
If they go up every week now by 10 Rand, that'd be weird.
It just keeps
You'd
going
have
up.
To go ask what's going on.
Well, we've given them a shout out and it's obviously caused business to come flourishing in.
Yeah.
Because all the five people that listen to our podcast that haven't been looking for shows with nudity and Showmax have just jumped at the occasion to get the haircuts.
Maybe you can get the Street Brother Hamster look at this place.
It's a strong look.
I really feel like as the ambassador for this shop in the band, you do actually need to go in and ask them, what can one get for the previous price? And what can one get, or what can one get now?
Half a haircut.
That you couldn't have got for the 20 Rand.
I know we talked about it at the start of this episode with, things that have unraveled in the last couple of weeks financially with South Africa. You wouldn't have thought it would have such an immediate effect specifically to haircuts.
We hit junk status, 30 Rand haircut.
Gonna double in prices.
I actually need a haircut.
Well,
I'm starting to think about this.
Well, come on.
This could be a cool idea.
You know where to go.
Yeah, so well, I sort of do. I know it's in Woodstock and there's a massive sign. So I guess I'll just look for that.
I'll send you a pin.
Thanks.
Speaking of signs in Woodstock, you know those in trains, they always have those stuck to the walls, those call a number for various problems that you might have. They kind of get updated from time to time, and I found some new ones I quite liked. So this is a standard, you know, money in account, get a magic love stick, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I don't know what any of this is.
You don't know what any of this is?
No.
You know these signs where they say like lost lover problems and call this number and we'll help you out.
Did you say lost liver problems?
No, that's a big problem.
Call immediately.
Well, you know, you speak about the lost lover, like a lot of them say bring back lost lover. And that's not like specific enough for me because it could mean at least three things.
I'm immediately thinking from the dead.
Yeah. One is that your love has died and this person will help you zombify your love.
Yeah.
Which is pretty romantic. We've all seen like warm bodies. Then the second thing it could mean is, you know, you've just, someone's broken up with you and you want them to get back together with you. But the third thing is that maybe your lover is genuinely lost. Like, yeah. And, but then in that case, you should be putting a picture on milk cartons, not necessarily phoning Dr. Apollo.
Dr. Apollo.
Healer Dion.
That's quite a cool available. Name. What I know now is if I have any of these issues and I'm not near a train, I can just get you to send me these numbers. You've obviously saved them in your phone. Yeah.
This one
for
here
later
is,
use.
This one here says, a lot of them say bring back lost lover. This one says bring back lost lover, which I don't know if that just means the...
Yeah, you know, it just means search for them yourself online.
You'll never find them on Bing.
You can't find anything on Bing. You can't even find Google on Bing. Then this one says win lotto. That makes sense. It says win lotto and casino. I don't know what I'll do with a whole casino. That's a lot of machines to have.
Also, I mean, if everyone wins the lotto, you win like 50 cents that week. It's a terrible idea. You should advertise to one person at a time.
Well, I haven't been to one of these doctors, but I did go to the dentist this morning.
Okay.
I'm just showing the brothers my teeth.
The pearly whites.
Yeah.
Where did you get done?
I went to the oral hygienist.
Okay.
And wasn't very judgy. Normally, I find these people very judgy, but she was lovely. And
what,
she
like
did say,
judgy, like you're eating all the wrong stuff.
Yeah, like your teeth are terrible.
Quite tall
you don't
for
floss,
your age.
You don't, don't normally.
You're quite tall for your species.
Yeah. Your teeth are quite tall for your mouth. No, she was great. And I mean, to the point where she even said, you know, some people, they even overfloss. But you know, like
over-floss.
You and I, we just floss once a day. And I'm sitting there going, thank you for including me. I do not floss once a day.
Yeah, I mean, on the days you floss, you definitely floss once a day and
well,
no more.
At least one, yeah.
But it's definitely not once a day.
Apart from that, I have good teeth.
Well done.
So, yeah,
stamp of approval.
I have good teeth. Just like you, Surf, I have good teeth.
Oh, is this your new thing?
This is my new thing. I have good I'm a guy who has good teeth.
But nice every one. Week you can't just come here and say you have good teeth.
Well, I'll just tell you.
It's going to be a new toothpaste story.
A toothpaste story.
I did actually get a tiny little tube of toothpaste
very
to take
cool.
home and try.
Like an aeroplane toothpaste.
Exactly.
Wait, like why did you get a tiny tube?
Because it apparently...
You're a massive man.
Maybe it was a normal size tube.
Yeah, I didn't check.
I had a problem with my car this week.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know. It's quite scary. So it's got the digital display. Ooh, look at me. Hello.
It's probably all that salt water from your surf trips.
And it only displays one thing at a time. You kind of flick through the displays with the total distance. I know there's real names for this, but I'm not a real man and I don't understand cars. Odometer?
Pinocchio. I'm a real boy.
What's that? Isn't it an odometer maybe?
That's correct.
That has all the kilometers that you've racked up.
Yeah.
And then the speedometer. Yeah. No way, that's not one. That's
that'd
the
be
needle.
Quite dangerous if that's not always on display.
Okay, well, I can't remember them. The consumption.
Yeah.
There, so I like to leave it on the consumption. It's just like a fun game.
Well, that's rude.
Is that the one that's
insensitive? People died of consumption back in the day.
Are you talking about the one which tells you how much you have left?
No, no. Like how much per liter or per kilometer you're getting.
Kilometer liter.
I know cars, man. Come on. You're Top Gear, hey? Such a good show. Anyway, so I put in petrol and I like to reset the the smaller odometer, the mini odometer, I like to call
the
it.
Trip counter.
Yeah, that's it. And then flick on over to the what's the thing called again? The consumption.
The consumption.
This is a cool story, isn't it? And just
enjoy.
Watch how it's going. And I started thinking, wow, this is quite a lot higher than usual, my consumption, because usually I can get it down to like around 6.5.
Wow.
Which is nice, yeah, 100 jazz.
Very percent. Good.
And on a long journey, I've even got it down to like below 6, zero. Like 5.8.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so that was quite fun. But this was like a little bit high for my liking. And then I, you know, looked back the next day and it was like up at like 11 and it was climbing. And then I realized I was on the trip counter. That's my story about my car. And well, I laughed out loud to myself for being such an idiot.
No, when you said you know a lot about cars, you weren't lying.
Yeah.
It's good to know. Well, yeah. Speaking of cars and driving, I guess, is I did a breathalyzer test the other day.
Yo, we are really in with the cops at the moment.
Well, no. I did it on my own fruition. Is that what the word?
Volition.
Volition. Ah, whatever it is. I did it on that thing. Basically, we were at...
I don't think that's what the device is called.
Basically, we were at Jake's, the restaurant, not our friend, in Kenilworth. And they have one of these breathalyzer tests that you can pay for that's kind of against the wall. And you put a coin in and you blow into a hole. And
yeah,
basically
it's in the bathroom.
Yeah, and they just tell you whether, like, you know, yay, you can drive, or nay, you really shouldn't drive. And yeah. So I thought I will just test this out, mainly because I've never done one before. I just wanted to see what the whole process was like. So I put my money in, I did the test. Turns out I had, at that stage, after 2 beers, had 0% alcohol in me.
Yeah,
but how soon after the beers did you do the
this
test?
This was about half an hour afterwards, maybe.
Okay, interesting.
I mean, it was definitely a problem with the machine.
No, I don't think it was. So I'm thinking that I'm definitely immune to alcohol. I'm like indestructible when it comes to beer.
Well, we should test that theory.
Yeah, definitely. Because I think that's a weird machine. In terms of, like, we were doing it because we were all sitting near it.
Yeah, because there was like, no claw machine.
Yeah, basically, like, it does become like a fun game and everyone's doing it. Who's got the highest consumption? Yeah. Like I was saying at the time, they should have like a bell at the top that you almost have to like blow to get the consumption right up.
And you've won, but you can't drive home.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, somebody who's genuinely plastered is unlikely to then go to their wallet, find a 5-rand coin, put it in the thing, get the straw out of the straw dispenser, lean over, blow into the device, get their reading, and then go, oh, I guess I can't drive.
Yeah.
Like, you pretty much know that already at that stage, or don't know that because you're beyond knowing that.
Yeah.
And then you're not fiddling for the coin. So who is this aimed at?
I think it's aimed at bored people in pubs.
Yeah. Well, it's a quick way to make 5 rand for them.
Yeah, but in that case...
Because like six of us did it.
It's true.
The way they should make it more exciting is to have, as you say, a leaderboard.
Yeah.
Where, like the person, you get to type in your initials, the three
initials,
letters, like an arcade.
Yeah.
It's like it's always like ace.
That would be cool.
Is it true? Is it false? True or false?
Welcome to True or False. I'm going to be hosting this week. We're going to bring little facts to the team, state them, and then the others will pick them apart and decide whether they are indeed true or false. Andrew, would you like to kick us off today?
Okay. So I don't know if you guys have seen, there was a video, Jimmy Fallon had...
where's this going?
It's going somewhere.
I saw a video on YouTube, yeah. True or false.
Well, I did see a video. Okay, there was a video of, I've just forgotten his name.
What's his name?
The Harry Potter guy.
Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was on Jimmy Fallon and he did... a rap.
Oh.
Which is the
alphabet rap.
The alphabet rap.
Okay.
I can do the alphabet rap.
Okay.
And that's it. When did you learn to do this alphabet rap?
Recently.
As in this week. So that you can do it for
a little bit before this week.
Dylan, do you know what he's talking about?
I have seen this video.
Okay, it was I don't really know what he's talking about.
It was quite popular on the Jimmy Fallon popular videos on YouTube.
Okay.
So basically, Radcliffe stands there and a guy, I think Jimmy himself, is behind him out of view with the letters of the alphabet.
Yeah.
And he's dropping them one by one off big cue cards.
Okay.
And Daniel is doing something. I assume we're going to get a rendition of it soon, but he's kind of going, A is for apple, B is for banana.
Yeah.
But better than that.
Okay.
And well, to the point that the crowd starts...
It's a proper rap.
The crowd starts going pretty wild.
But he and I had obviously learnt it.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's each verse starts with the next letter of the alphabet.
Mm. Okay, so it's not...
So it starts at A and it goes through to Z.
The thing is, he definitely was looking at an auto cue because that's how television works.
I don't think he was.
Because,
I mean, it's not... I'm just making sure, extra sure, Andrew's big fact of the day is not that he can just go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
So earlier today, I asked you each to provide a letter.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can look up the rap and I will be able to... tell you the verse of the letters that you provided me.
By looking at your phone?
No, I mean, no. I'll turn my phone off.
Wait, okay. This makes no sense.
Why did you look
surely,
up the rap?
I mean, he did ask us for a letter earlier today.
Yeah.
But that means that he could have just looked at the letter and learned those two things.
He doesn't know the rest of it.
I think it's more handy for us to go.
Well, okay, it's just a simple way for us to...
I think we've caught him out, but if he's smart, and I'd like to think he is...
Yeah.
And if this is genuinely true and you could have done this in your life, you'd have at least learned the first one, which also is the first letter of your name. So if you can give us our letters that we suggested, I think I gave it T and Simon gave it J, and the A without looking at your phone, then I might be more inclined.
I want to throw in the Y as well. Why? Because I want to prove he's lying.
He's definitely not planned for the Y.
Okay.
I've got it on my phone.
Okay.
Well, T. Who said T? You said T, Dylan.
Yeah. What do you want?
Okay. Tails. Yes. Tails 10 times talented.
Yeah.
Too tough. Take that. Challenges. Get a tune up. I think it's tune, not tune. In the rap, I think he says tune.
I think he's done quite well so far. But you've obviously got that mega memory kit when you were studying for your grade 7 exams.
Ads. I remember them.
The J, please. Tell me the J.
Okay. Oh, I like the J one. The J is good. It's juiced on my jams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry curls, jocking joints, justly, it's just me writing my journals.
Okay. And then obviously the Y.
No, I'm not doing the Y. I'm doing the J. I'm doing the T. I'll do the A.
We might believe you.
Okay. It's artificial amateurs.
Yeah.
Aren't at all amazing. Analytically, I assault, animate things.
Okay. And the Y?
No, I'm not doing the Y.
No, I mean,
it's part of the rep. I kind of need to get going, but I think I've proved...
That you know the whole rap.
Yeah.
Okay, can you at least tell me what the last word of the rap is?
I do know that.
It ends strong.
I do know that.
Yeah.
It's zealot. I know that.
Oh, it's zealots.
And also, don't go, I know that, as in, I know that one thing.
Okay, I'm about ready to... Oh, okay, actually, let's just one more question. What possessed you to learn the rap?
I think I know the answer to that. He didn't have a true or false for today.
It's just like raps, you know.
That is pretty good memory commitment. You've done well there.
I would.
What
be
you
able
could
to do
have
that.
Said is, I'm quite good at memorizing things in a matter of a few hours. That was impressive.
Yeah.
But what I will say is this, as impressive as that was, people might want to check out Daniel Radcliffe on Jimmy Fallon doing the full thing. If you like that.
You'll love this.
You'll love this. I'm going to go with false.
Yeah, I'm also going to go with false because I feel like if you had learnt it and learnt it properly...
Oh, my word. I've suddenly got this feeling like
jump in and out.
He's completely hustled us. I'm sticking with false, but if he knows the whole thing, that'd be... He did know all the verses of the Bible front and back. that one time.
But how old do you think the song is? I think if the song itself is in the last 5 years, he wouldn't have learnt it. But if it's like 15 years old, then there's a big chance he would have learnt it because he's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy who can sing The Nations of the World by Yakko Warner.
Oh.
I've never heard that song.
It's a great song. They don't mention South Africa though. No. It's very sad.
That could be your next one.
Okay.
All right, I'm still going to go false.
I'm going false too, but I want it to be true.
It's true.
What?
I can sing the whole thing.
Oh, well, now you have to.
It's very long though. That's the problem.
Can you do Y though?
And it's... Well, I can. Sorry, I've just got up to the N part and it's got a...
I've replaced it for
a colorful word.
For nippers.
Okay, do Y.
Yellowback, yakmouth, young ones, yours, yesterday's lawn yard sale, I yawn.
All right.
How is this possible? Why do you have these weird talents and why don't we know about them?
I don't know. I honestly saw him do the rap and I was like, that's really cool. And it seems like a cool rap.
Can you really get through it?
Yeah, I can. But it is like very long.
No, we've got to do it. People want to hear this.
Can I get a beat?
Especially people who don't know what's going on.
You
can get a beat.
Can you?
I don't need a beat, but if I can get one.
I'll provide the snare. Simon, you're on bass.
Okay, but you need to keep up with me. I'm going to try and do it fast to save time.
Okay.
Okay. It's going to be faster. Artificial amateurs, aren't it all amazing? Analytically, I assault animate things. Broken barriers, bounded by the bomb beat. Buildings are broken, basically, and bombarding. Casually create catastrophes, casualties, cancelling cats, got the canopies collapsing. Detonate a dime of dank, daily doing dough. Demonstrations, don data on the down low. Eating other editors with each and every energetic, epileptic episode. Elevated etiquette, furious, fat, fabulous, fantastic. Flurries of funk, felt, feeding the fanatics. Gift got great, global goods gone glorious. Getting godly in his game with the goriest. Hit him, I hella hype, historical. Hey, Holocaust, 10 serum. Holler at your homeboy. Imitators idolize, I intimidate in an instant. I'll rise in an irate state, juiced on my jams like Jericho's, jugging joints justly, it's just me, writing my journals. Kindly, I'm kindling all kinds of King Kong, karate kick type Brits in my kingdom. Let me live a long life, lyrically, lessons is learn lame, losses just lose to my livery. My mind makes marvelous moves, masses, marvel and move, many mock what I mastered. Nippers nap, knowing I'm nice naturally, knack never lack, make noise nationally. Operation opposition, off not optional, out of sight, out of mind, wide beaming opticals, perfected poems, powerful punchlines, pummeling petty powder puffs in my prime. Quite quick quotes, keep quiet as quantum. Quarrel isn't got a quarter, Robert, we got a really raw raps, rising up rapidly, riding the Russian radio activity, super scientific, sound shirt sort, silencing super fast apps that are soft. Tells end time, center too tough. Take that challenge, get a tune up. Universal, unique, untouched, unadulterated, the raw uncut. Burbuzz, love, victorious, valid. Violet vibes that have ever been vanished. While I'm all world, what arrives with Smith, just whipping up words, we did up on my workshop. Xerox, X radiation holes, extra lots, excited letters and xylophone tones. Yellowback, yakmat, the young one's yours. Yesterday's lonely out, sell yawn. Zigzag, zombie, zoom to the zenith, zero and zed, thoughts of a zealous rhyme, zealots.
Oh my goodness gracious me. That is something phenomenal.
Mic drop.
That is. I mean,
And for that, you get 2 points.
Listen, it's been a while since I've got any points on
that
true or false.
That is phenomenal.
It was worth it.
I couldn't even keep up, and my bit was simple.
Yeah, I couldn't keep up scrolling through. He literally got every word and changed one. Yeah, please look up that on the internet, the alphabet rap by Blackalicious.
It's a cool rap. I think it's a little bit slower online.
Put the lyrics. Oh, very cool. Put the lyrics alongside that section of the podcast. I think that might be the most impressive thing we've ever had on the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, the rest of the show is going to pale in comparison.
And I have been surfing.
So I didn't learn it like last week. I learned it on our trip to Sedgefield.
Oh, cool.
Just like the perfect place to learn a rap.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, well, I may as well do my truth, but it's not as nearly interesting.
Wow.
There is a statue of Gary Simpson in Ontario.
Okay.
Who's Gary Simpson?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys might not know Gary. But I went to
Oh, is this Gary, the bass of the original Gary from the Gary song by the Brothers Streep?
I went to junior school with Gary, and as Dil just said, when I was in another band, a punk band, well, actually, the song existed before the punk band even, but there's basically, I wrote a song at some stage that went, Gary, 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 his name is Gary. His name's not Larry, because his mom called him Gary. That was kind of the vibe of the song, and it was all about Gary Simpson. When we did the Brothers Streep, we thought we'd actually take that song and change it into a song about Gareth Price, just because we could. Did not encourage Gareth Price. But anyway, the point is that's Gary Simpson, who that song is based on, who I went to junior school with. There is now a statue of that man
in
Ontario.
Did you not go to high school with him too? You keep pointing out that you went to junior school with him, but I went to a school with him and I didn't go to your junior school. Therefore.
He actually was at my high school, but I, for whatever reason, wasn't that friends with him in high school.
Oh, so you were close in primary school?
Yeah, we used to hang out quite a lot of break in primary school. And
did he carry a briefcase around instead of a satchel then? Because he definitely did in high school.
That sounds like the kind of thing
that
he would have done.
That was his vibe. He had a briefcase.
That's cool.
He was a nerd before it was cool to be a nerd. So he was a bit ahead of his time.
Did he have the kind of the braces, not the mouth braces, the pants braces?
Sure he had mouth braces, definitely.
I don't think he had the pants braces.
Because the pants braces are another level of class.
I don't think anyone at school has the pants braces.
I knew one person just who on Civvies Day would like dress up smarter than casual.
No, he was a bit cooler than that.
I have a question about Ontario. Is this like a trick thing and Ontario is a kind of miniature town that he built himself?
I have a question about Civvies Day. Does anyone ever have nightmares nowadays that you go to school and it's either is Civvies Day and you've forgotten and you're wearing your uniform or vice versa? Because I sometimes have that one.
I haven't had the nightmare, but...
But what does it mean?
But it is a nightmare when you do pitch up to school.
Interesting dreams we've had. Interesting dreams. Okay, so there's a statue of this guy.
Yeah.
Ah, your question about the trickiness of the question is the wrong... Focusing on the wrong part. There's another Gary Simpson.
You've
helped me onto that point.
Let me clear up some things worthwhile clearing up.
Yeah, when you always clear up stuff, you're still lying. I've noticed this in all of the other games that we've played.
It is the Gary Simpson that I'm talking about, the one that was at Owl High School and my junior school.
Yeah.
It is in the real town.
Okay.
I don't think it's quite in the square of the town, but it is up properly in one of the roads of the town.
Let's go with this. What did he do to deserve a statue?
Ah, that is
that's one of the questions I prepared for.
I'm
glad you asked.
That is a really good question. Well, the thing is, I'll tell you what it is, but I first want to tell you
where
why.
Where did you say it was?
Ontario.
Ontario.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Canada, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
Canada.
It is in the Canadas. he is a guy that I know, and I basically what I thought I'd do.
He's a guy that only you know, basically.
No. So what's the capital of Ontario?
I don't know that.
If he doesn't know that,
I needed something for true and false today.
Yeah,
and I thought it'd be cool to just check out
make
and
something
see
up.
Why did he get the statue? Stop dodging the question.
I'll tell you. Just hold it. I thought it'd be cool to see what some of my ex classmates were up to, because the chances are one of them has got to at least have done something really cool and interesting that we do not know of. I thought that would make a really cool
false. What about Dylan? He's, you know, spoken about Dylan.
So I Googled Gary and I found out that he, you know, all this happened.
We weren't friends in school, Simon and I.
Oh, really?
There's a little backstory there.
Wow. Yeah. There's peeking behind the curtain.
Basically, what he did is he helped solve this huge internet problem that they're having.
this isn't true. You've been trying to establish that he was a nerd so that we'd fall for this.
Yeah.
Very nice. I see your groundwork.
Okay, well, you're going to eat you. You're going to eat your word.
What was the internet problem?
For basically like an
also,
IT call.
An internet problem there. The internet everywhere. It's like Canada had this big internet problem.
Well, their exchange in Ontario, which is where Gary was at the time working for...
He was just passing through. happened to be there that day.
They were having a problem where essentially half of that province would be without internet. Because fine, don't believe me. Because of bandwidth issues, and he came, and after like months and months of this, like ruining some of their business and everything, he was able to sort it out.
Some of their business, the half the province's business.
They had junk status. He helped them.
The maple syrup shortage of 2004.
So anyway, he may as well false. Guess what? It's true. I get the point.
Definitely not. I've got one more question. And this was really going to be the clincher. Does the statue of him have the briefcase? Is he carrying the briefcase?
From what I can tell, the statue is just, it's a bust. It's of his like face and shoulders.
No. I mean,
does
I think
the bus have braces?
I mean, I think that you've seen a news article about Cristiano Ronaldo having a bad statue done of him at an airport.
This is a good statue.
And you've
of
adapted
Gary.
It. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say false.
Okay. Interesting.
I want to say false too, because it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it is.
Yeah.
False.
Yay! Oh, that pause though.
What is he doing now? That's all I want to know. What is Gary doing?
He is working for some sort of computer company.
Oh, at least
here
that's
in Cape
true.
Town.
Okay.
And I don't think they've made a statue of him.
Yet.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll bring mine to the table then. I wet my pants in Disney World.
Is Disney World like a code word for your bathroom or something?
Yeah, Splash Mountain. That's the toilet.
I think this is true. I'm willing to not even ask.
Okay, well, I'll ask
any
some questions.
More questions. But you know,
I guess my question is, at which food stall was this?
It was not at a food stall, believe it or not. It was on a ride.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh, that's interesting. Yeah. Was it because the ride was a watery ride and you just got splashed and therefore wet your pants?
Ooh. Well, no. I've opted to say wet my pants to leave out the more coarse language. But I urinated.
Okay, all right.
There we go.
Where else have you urinated? where you shouldn't have? Or should I say when you shouldn't have?
That seems like quite a tangential question.
Well, no, this is important.
Just to shame him.
This is going to, you know, create a culture of, is Dylan the kind of person that when he was younger, because I know you went to Disney World when he was younger, is it the kind of person that had more than one run-in with accidentally wetting their pants, or was just contained as one specific?
Well, this makes it quite a special story because I'm not actually a frequent weir. So
having weed for years.
Yeah, well, not outside of the luxury of one's own bathroom.
Yeah.
So that's why I bring it up. If it was something I did all the time, I don't know why I would have singled out this one particular performance.
Okay, so which ride was it?
It was on the former Tower of Terror.
Okay. Yeah. What happens in the Tower of Terror?
It's frightening.
You wet your pants.
Yeah. It's really scary. So the
does it involve any kind of electrocution? Or
you go to sleep and they put your hand in a bowl of warm water. There's the main thing of it is the Tower of Terror itself, which is a big drop from like 13 floors up in a seat, and then you just fall down, which is terrifying on its own. But I didn't know what the ride was, and the beginning of it is actually for a young child scarier than the drop. Because you kind of walk into this room and suddenly the ceiling starts looking like it's coming down. Spoiler alert, it's actually the paintings are going up or something weird like that. And then you go on this like other little pre-ride through a lobby. And then like when you look in a mirror, there's actually a ghost sitting next to you in your chair. And I was just like, wow, this is terrifying. I wet my pants.
All right.
So before you even did the drop.
Yeah.
You dropped.
The drop was nothing compared to the drop.
The drops.
Yeah.
The drop must have been terrible with wet pants though. All of a sudden you got a wet face.
Most of the rest of the day was terrible with wet pants.
It might have dried you on the way down. A bit of wind.
Yeah.
This is interesting. I mean,
although his back would have always been wet. I feel like this could be true. I haven't yet thought that this was false. I don't know though. Have you ever weed out of fright? I don't think I've ever weed out of fright.
No, I don't think so. And
I can say that I hadn't before then, and so it was quite a surprise, a shock.
I can't say
I love roller coasters, and so I tend to just enjoy them to the maximum.
Yeah, and I love looking in mirrors and seeing a ghost. So
I definitely don't.
Just can't relate. I definitely went to some sort of horror house ride thing once back in the day at some sort of, you know, when like there's like a craft market and their rides on the
traveling
side.
Traveling circus kind of.
Yeah, it's just like a bit of everything is there. Like, yeah, kind of a fate, I guess. There was like a small sort of a section of the rides and they had one of these horror things and that really messed with me and really freaked me out.
Were there actual people grabbing at you?
I can't remember thinking.
I found that was quite weird and voyeuristic. Walk through this like darkened passage and somebody just reaches out from behind a curtain and like fiddles with you.
Well, I've never experienced that.
I'm talking about with your hair, like messes up your hair for the day.
I'm sure that I've blocked that whole entire ride out of my memory. For all I know, I could have weed my pants and just not known because I must have shut down. I could have killed someone in that time.
You probably did. That's why it's so blocked out.
Yeah. So I'm going to say that it's true.
Okay. I think you did go, but I think you are made of sterner stuff.
So you think you did go, but I didn't go.
Yeah, but you did go to the thing, but you didn't go.
Okay.
So false.
Well, you clearly don't know me because I'm not made of Cerna stuff. However, I did not wet my pants in Disneyland. So, yeah.
True or false? I think I won true or false.
You won it by far. Even without the points, you win the day.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, so the Tower of Terror is pretty terrifying.
Mm.
But you know what's even more terrifying?
What?
This week's quiz, we're veering away from show hosts, guys.
Hooray! Finally. I hated those.
But unfortunately, we are veering straight into Adam Sandler.
Yes.
This is a bit
unfair. I like all of those.
Dylan loves Adam Sandler.
You must be
Adam
Sandler. That is real life, Jack and Jill.
Pretty much.
So, really, do you like... Because basically everyone on the internet seems to dislike
Adam
Sandler.
Oh, no, I don't like him now. I follow the trends with not liking him now.
Oh, okay.
All right. Just love his early stuff.
Great. Well.
Makes me feel all
But
nice
his early stuff is still pretty terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But so there's a lot of stuff when you're younger. It's just nice to remember how you felt then and then feel that way again. Nostalgia, well, basically. I'm basically just tiptoeing around the word of nostalgia.
Fair enough. Well, let's start with some general knowledge facts about Adam Sandler in round one. Beep. Sandler.
Adam.
Did you say round one Adam Sandler?
I said round Wyndham Sandler. Not my best work, but you know, it's there. You beeped.
It's fine. He hasn't done his best work for ages.
It's incorrect. The first question is, his first comedy album, They're All Going to Laugh at You, that went double platinum, was nominated for what award?
Beep.
Simon.
Grammy Award.
Is the right answer.
Thanks.
The second question is... Nearly all of the female love interests in his films have names that start with what letter?
Beep.
Simon.
M.
Is incorrect.
Just give me a second, Greg.
Yep. Okay.
Beep.
What did you say? M. J. Yeah.
Is incorrect.
Beep. V.
This is the right answer.
Yeah. Vicky.
Yeah. There's
Vicky Valancourt.
Veronica Vaughn, Virginia Vennett, Vicky Valancourt, Kurt, I don't know, Vanessa, someone.
Veronica Vaughn is from... Billy Madison.
Don't try to get some extra points. Yeah?
Okay, the third question is, during his SNL days, Sandler and which director used to live together in New York?
Beep.
Simon.
Scorsese.
No.
Lorne Michaels.
No. This is a fairly famous, you will have heard of this director.
Steven Spielberg.
Is the right answer, Simon. Well done.
Steven Spielberg.
He said famous. So point for the best.
Too famous. And then the final question in this round is, in 2007, Sandler donated... how much money to the Boys and Girls Club in his hometown of Manchester, New Hampshire? Closest answer wins. Dylan.
What did you say?
How much
Boys
money
and girls
did he... How
in
much,
Manchester United?
No, in Manchester, New Hampshire, his hometown.
Oh.
So closest answer.
I'm going to say
and
three...
I'll say yeah. closest million wins.
Yeah. 5 million.
5 million.
Beep, 20 million.
And Dylan wins because it was only 1 million. Well, I mean, that's still a lot. I'll say only 1 million. But compared to the 5 million and the 20 million.
Yeah, that he could have given.
Yeah.
It was theorized he gave.
Moving on to round two, which is whose tweet is it anyway? And we've got three Adams here. Adam Sandler, Adam Buxton, and Adam Savage. So
who's
Buxton
Adam Savage?
Is a comedian, and Savage
Point
is the Mythbuster. The guy with the not hat.
All right. The guy who doesn't look like a walrus.
Yeah, the guy with the not hat. Is that a thing now?
That's a thing.
I've got a not hat on today.
You do. It's looking so very good.
You wear it often.
Okay. The first tweet is 15 years ago, magnificent business. And then a video of the song by Missy Elliott called Work It.
Beep.
I've forgotten who the second
Simon.
Adam was.
I think it's going to be Buxton.
That's who it was.
Buxton.
The third one.
So we've got Sandler, Buxton, and Savage.
Yeah, Savage.
Savage.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to say that it's Buxton. It's Buxton.
Fair enough.
He's a...
It's old Buckles.
Apparently a Missy Elliott fan. Had you seen that tweet?
No, but I know that he is quite into his music, so...
Interesting.
Anything that's praising music is probably going to be Buckles.
Okay, well, keep a lookout. The second tweet is, Hawaii time is always the right time. Dylan.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
Beep. I'm going to go for Sandler as well, because I know he was in a film in Hawaii.
Okay, well, you are both correct. It was Sandler. So Dylan gets 2 points, Simon gets one. Because Dylan buzzed first, if you don't know how it works. The third tweet is literally... amazeball. And then a picture
beep.
Of a
beep,
knitted
beep.
Death Star.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yes, Simon.
Buckles.
Buckles.
And then a picture of the Death Star.
A knitted Death Star.
A knitted Death Star. Let's go with Savage again.
Savage is the right answer.
Sweet.
So Simon gets no points and gets two.
Hey guys, Sith Busters. Star Wars and Mythbusters.
Very good. Very good.
Strong. I've given you a point.
And then the final tweet is, you, capitalized, were a fun audience too. And then a picture of people in front of a poster. Dylan buzzed first.
I'm going to go with the man of the hour, old Sandler.
Sandler?
I am going to go for Buckles again because I know he does bug shows to a live audience.
Well, you are both wrong because it is Adam Savage. He's got a show called Brain Candy on at the moment, and you can find it at our website. Right.
We give all the info here. Yeah.
So Andy. None of you get points at the end of that round. We're moving on to round three, which is finish the...
finish the sequel to Happy Gilmore already.
It's not that. It's quote. But that would be nice.
It's always quote.
It is always quote. Sometimes.
We should remember that for next time.
The first quote by Adam Sandler is, "My name is Adam Sandler. I'm not particularly talented. I'm not particularly good looking."
Could you please do this in his voice?
"My name is Adam Sandler. I'm not particularly talented. I'm not particularly good looking. And yet I'm a..."
Beep. Simon.
Celebrity.
Is incorrect.
Huge star.
Is incorrect.
Beep. Comedian.
Is incorrect.
Success.
Getting closer.
Beep. Film star.
It's more to do with the amount of money he has.
Millionaire.
Dylan buzzed first. And it's multi-millionaire. I'm going to give it to Dylan. Right. The second quote is,
"Sir, one more comment like that and I will strangle you with my..."
Beep. Guitar chords. Guitar strings.
Both impossible.
One more
incorrect.
Comment like that.
One more comment like that and I will strangle you with my...
Shoelace.
Incorrect. Think about what he does and what he might have with
Beep
him at the time.
Mic cord.
Is the right answer.
Oh, nice.
So I was not too far away with guitar chord, which is obviously a metaphoric thing.
Yeah, but you know.
And guitar string, which is real.
This is
the quiz. You could strangle someone with a guitar string. I just want to go back to this. You dismissed me really quickly as if it would be impossible to strangle someone with a guitar.
You couldn't strangle someone with a guitar cord.
Okay, no, but you could maybe
Death
strangle
by G.
The
string.
Well, he
you
went
could definitely strangle with one of those.
Right, the last quote is, "My comedy is different every time I do it. I don't know what beep
I'm
going
to do next.
I'm going to say next."
Is incorrect. Is incorrect, Simon.
"I don't know what I'm doing."
Is the right answer. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
So
well
close.
Done.
Where do you find these quotes?
I search Adam Sandler quotes. They come up.
The internet's a wonderful
thing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
As
I
we
thought
move
you
into
were
the
phoning
last...
these people and asking for quotes. Like, can I have you on record for these things?
I don't know their numbers, and they don't pick up when I do phone. We're moving into the last round, which is Distant Relative, and this is about Waterboy. I would just like to say that the scores are tied at 7 apiece.
Ooh.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
So
I think Dylan's seen Waterboy more than I have seen Waterboy.
Save.
So the first question is, when the film was released in November of 1998, this is a long thing, it was preceded by the trailer for which movie? Hint, many fans who weren't fans of Adam Sandler paid the full admission price and sat through the trailer, then left the theater.
Beep.
Simon.
Titanic.
Incorrect.
Independence Day.
It's incorrect. You have, I'm sure, both seen this film, and it is, you've got to understand that these are fans of this film. These are like
fan
big
Star
fans.
Wars.
Is the right answer.
Yeah. Phantom Menace.
You didn't beep. Dylan said Star Wars. I'm going to give it to him.
You got to give it to Star Wars, surely.
Yeah. The Phantom Menace.
Yeah, so, but I mean...
Would you have done that? Would you have bought tickets to a movie and just to watch a trailer and then walk out?
No, because I really like The Waterboy. I'd have stayed for The Waterboy.
I feel like it did beep is the first thing I want to say. And also, isn't it called The Phantom Menace and not Star Wars? Isn't Star Wars technically the
sixth
film?
But I think you got Star Wars. You got Phantom Menace because he said Star Wars. And Star Wars is technically a correct answer.
Maybe. But I just think we need to go with the full answer.
Okay, nice try.
I'm just a Star Wars fan. And
big one.
Sick and tired of people just going, ooh, Star Wars, and that can mean any of the Star Wars films. Okay. I want you to say the exact one, please.
Okay,
I'll tell you what, your anger is noted. Okay, the second...
even mimed writing down anger there.
The second question... Don't show them behind the curtain. The second question is, the South Central Mud Dog Stadium is the Deland High School football field in Deland, Florida. The school agreed to let the director of the movie use the field if he paid for what after filming?
Beep.
Dylan.
Cleaning it up.
I'm going to say relaying the grass.
I'm going to give that to Simon. Dylan, that wasn't enough. No, because
cleaning up is not the same thing.
Cleaning up the mess he made.
They actually said cleaning up. They actually went as far as refurbishing it, and relaying the grass would have been part of that. Simon gets the point.
Yep, there you go.
Well, I feel like a lot of that comes from the guilt you felt for the last questions.
There is no guilt. I even mimed writing the word anger. The third question is, what did Bobby's mother refer to everything as?
The devil.
Dylan is the right answer.
The devil.
And the final question.
Or to be completely correct, the devil.
Really?
Seems to pronounce it as.
The final question. Is this film is what number on the money made for sports comedy movies
beep,
of all time?
Beep, 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 beep.
Simon.
I'm going to say it is
this
third.
This closest answer wins.
Yes.
Okay.
Third.
I'm going to go with fourth.
Well, the correct answer is first. So Simon gets the point.
Yes.
First.
I would have thought.
That's amazing.
That there were like Cool Runnings would have beaten it.
Yo, basketball.
Yeah.
Or Cool Runnings.
Yeah, more likely.
So I've run out of questions.
Cool Runnings is a drama.
You guys are tied. So I need a tiebreaker question.
Okay, can I suggest it? Does it have to be Adam Sandler-esque?
So it does need to be
Maybe
Adam Sandler-esque.
Maybe it should come down to an impression.
Who can do the best Adam Sandler impression?
Oh, no.
Okay. Right, let's do it.
You go first.
Okay. Oh, I've got quite a good one.
Oh, teacher is so hot. Want to touch the hiney.
There you go. That comes straight out of Billy Madison.
Okay.
Now, that's some high-quality H2O.
It's good.
I mean, it's a tough call. I'm going to give it to Simon.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I would have given it to Dylan.
I thought that was good.
I'd like to hear the reasoning there, the working out.
I haven't seen Billy Madison.
Oh, jeez.
So, Simon wins the quiz with 10
unfair.
Points to 9. Well done, Simon.
Thanks, shut man. Up.
So, seems fitting to go around the triangle, because we're not really in a circle.
No.
And say what our favorite Adam Sandler films are. I feel like Dull...
Mm.
I'm guessing you are Billy Madison.
I really enjoy Billy Madison. There's something very, very silly about it.
Mm-hmm.
And a great musical number in the middle that just kind of comes out of nowhere and goes, what on earth is this? And it's when I feel like the best thing it's got going for it is he was playing that character when it was still kind of okay to play that character. Whereas he kept doing it after that when you kind of grew out of it.
Yeah.
But yeah. And Chris Farley is amazing in it.
Okay.
So there we go.
Okay.
I've only seen, I think, two of his films.
All right,
I've seen Happy Gilmore and The Waterboy, and I enjoyed The Waterboy more.
I mean, these three are the Holy Grail, really.
Yeah.
The Holy Three.
Yeah, I would say I saw The Waterboy the most and also enjoyed it the most out of the three, but I would hesitate to watch it now because if it's anything like... Because we recently watched Billy Madison.
Yeah,
I joined you and Nick in watching that one, and I did think...
That sweet, sweet nostalgia for me.
Yeah, I did think that sweet, sweet weirdness for me. And if I was to revisit The Waterboy, I imagine it might be very much the same.
What about that penguin that he keeps chasing around in Billy Madison? That's quite fun.
Yep. No, I mean,
listen,
again,
this
been.
Is why you didn't win the quiz.
I could quote Billy Madison all day. And I will once you guys leave.
Well, thank you very much for tuning in and listening to this episode. Next week, we have got a very normal episode. This is what we normally do. But the following week, we've got a travel special. Isn't that fun?
Yes.
So tune in for that. It's going to be all about...
Why are we doing that?
Well, we're doing that because I'm going to be away.
Lucky.
And I'm going to be away too long for us to do the podcast.
I mean, you may as well just open the curtain.
Man, yeah. Have you learned a new phrase today? But this, looking
like
behind
I'm
the curtain, that's
sticking
a third
with it.
Reference.
Yeah. But yeah, so we thought rather than leave you without a podcast for, I think what would have been 3 weeks, we're going to leave you without a podcast for 2 weeks. So you're still going to have like nothing to do for those 2 weeks.
And you know what? Have some self-control. Listen to half a podcast and save it for the next week.
That's
half
true.
A podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, bye.
Bye.
Bye.